This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte, spent the day yesterday being questioned by the Senate Intelligence Committee. He is President Bush's pick to be the nation's first intelligence czar. As Director of National Intelligence, John Negroponte would oversee all 15 of the nation's spy agencies, and all are under a cloud of intelligence failures. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Sitting poker face for hours before a panel of senators, his wife and a couple of his children behind him, Ambassador Negroponte stressed repeatedly he was not planning to preside over a status quo that produced bad intelligence on both the 9/11 attacks and Iraq's supposed weapons stockpiles.
Our intelligence effort has to generate better results. That is my mandate. Plain and simple.
The committee's Republican chairman, Pat Roberts of Kansas, assured Negroponte President Bush made an excellent choice nominating him to be DNI, as the intelligence czar's post is known. But Roberts warned Negroponte he was bound to ruffle some feathers in a spy world the chairman said has lacked real leadership.
Exercising the authorities of the DNI will not be easy. Setting the precedent of a strong DNI will likely mean stepping on more than a few toes along the way. I am confident, however, that you are the right man for that job.
Roberts said he was concerned that the intelligence reform legislation Congress passed late last year does not give enough authority to the intelligence czar post it created. That concern was echoed by Maine Republican Olympia Snow, who had this question for Negroponte.
How will you direct the agencies to do what you want them to do?
I think the law does give me substantial authority, and even in areas where there might be ambiguities, I think I've been encouraged by many of the people that I've consulted with during these past 2 weeks to push the envelope and use what authorities I believe I have to the utmost.
Negroponte also promised that as the nation's top intelligence official, he'd be a straight shooter.
My punchline is, I believe in calling things the way I see them, and I believe that the president deserves from his director of national intelligence and from the intelligence community the unvarnished truth.
Several senators pressed Negroponte for his views on abuse of detainees during interrogation in places like Abu Ghraib. Torture, he told the panel, is not only illegal and reprehensible, but also ineffective for producing useful information. Asked by Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden whether he'd tolerate rendition, the practice of sending detainees to countries often notorious for torture, Negroponte triggered an outburst when he promised the law would be obeyed and violators prosecuted.
That is not the truth, Mr. Negroponte. In your history in Honduras, you supported death squads.
Will the security please remove the individual from the hearing room?
The lone protester, a human rights activist, was hauled off by Capitol Police. Negroponte assured the panel that as U.S. ambassador to Honduras in the early 1980s, he called Washington's attention to what was going on in Honduras. But Wyden said both the CIA and human rights groups reported far more human rights violations there than Negroponte did.
I see a pattern, essentially, of you ducking the facts. We're making a call now about your judgment. And it looks to me like you saw things through an administration-colored lens then.
And Michigan Democrat Carl Levin tried to extract a promise from Negroponte to hold intelligence officials accountable for bad work, something he said has not yet been done despite the massive intelligence failures.
We need to be confident that you mean what you say when you say you believe that there should be accountability for individuals who fail in the performance of their duties. Is that a yes? We should have that confidence because you will.
To be honest with you, Senator, I don't know who specifically is accountable and who's not accountable at this point.
The questions continued later in a closed door session. Still having already been through 7 Senate confirmations for previous posts, there's little doubt Negroponte will chalk up yet another confirmation for what promises to be a grueling assignment. David Wellner, NPR News.